Lawrence with the Sheriff's Department. I'm calling to first of all, I'm following up on this case from here last week, in which Daniel was involved. Yes. I'm following up on a vandalism report that you filed just prior to that happening. I guess it was the same day at about 4:30. Could you tell me what happened in that incident?
Do I have to touch the name that I really told him
I don't work. Yeah, well, I'm not putting anything in the paper. I don't work for Oxnard Police Department. I just know that an incident occurred. Could you describe to me what happened? Something about him coming there and yelling and screaming and getting upset, or?
Okay. Well, where's the business from?
I'm from the Sheriff's Department.
Okay, I'm not all there yet. I want to understand that.
That's okay. Yeah, my name's Mike Barnes. I'm a sergeant with the Ventura Sheriff's Department.
What had happened was about 4:30. They've been wanting to try to talk to me and stuff, you know. Well, we've been trying to work out being best friends, you know, for my daughter's sake, but, you know, every time we try to talk to each other, he gets, like, over jealous and he wants more than friends. You know, and the person that I'm dating right now, he dislikes him very much. You know, for a lot of different reasons, because, you know, he helps me, mostly supports me and my daughter, you know.
Who is
Well, that day, Daniel had came in, I was talking on the phone while I'm talking to you, and he overheard my conversation with Victor, who had told me why I went to draw a tree for Valentine's Day. When I come out of work, I went to find him to get his cancel. When I was talking to him on the phone, I had told him, well, Victor, what did I say? I said, Victor, well, I go, well, hun, I'm going to try to find a go out to eat and have a nice time if that's what you want to do. And then we'll just have a couple of drinks like you said, and then we'll just go home. Daniel overheard that conversation. And I guess he did assume that he was Victor.
It's on,
And, well, when I turned around, I heard Dan, you know, very abusive name, bitch, and all that other crap. And, I, closed the glass windows. I know, I told him, why don't you, you know, I told him, get the F out of here. Leave me alone, you know. Come, just go. I don't want no problem. So when I closed the glass window, he hit it and it fell and it broke.
What do you think he was there for to begin with?
You know, he would come to any little thing or call me. Like, I want to see.
6 years old. And is that Danny's daughter? You know, and the two of you were legally married. Okay, and now legally divorced. Okay.
And, he would call me, said he wanted to divorce. Just call me to see what we're divorced now. He just used to call me 5 times a day, 3 to 5 times a day, just to see what I'm doing, how's Priscilla, and, you know, things that he shouldn't have done, you know?
Yeah, does he have...
Yes, he does.
So... What kind of visitation rights does he have? He gets it for the weekend?
He has entertained his child before. And I told him, as long as Phil doesn't want to go with you, I will not force her to go with you. I mean, how can you force your daughter to go with you? I mean, for a long period of time, you know, she loves Danny very much.
Sure.
But, now that Victor came into her life, you know, Victor, you know, showed her that, I can't say father, but, you know, showed her a lot, and a lot of different.
How long? For a year and a couple of months? Okay. You say he hasn't been paying his child support?
Yeah. I'd say about $1,200 behind on my child.
So he hasn't been seeing.
Yeah. But I would tell him, well, I have to do this and put a little bit to do, Mommy. I don't want to. But, you know, if she asked for him, I wasn't going to keep her away from him.
Yeah. Has Danny. anything having to do with?
Well, he had made a comment like, he was caught with my daughter in it. He'll be sorry, you know.
If he sees Victor in your car with your daughter in other words, the three of you together?
Uh-huh.
You know. Okay.
Jenny's a jealous person, you know?
Just jealous. The reason I ask is, in the incident over at Kenny's shoes, statement to the effect, this is for my daughter, this is for my daughter. What would he mean by that?
I don't know.
Does Victor reprimand Priscilla? In other words, if Priscilla does something wrong or something, would Victor maybe give her a swat on the bottom or something?
And that's the thing about Priscilla. I mean, I don't even spank Priscilla, and if I do, you know, it's once in a great big while, and he'll tell her, look, baby, this is not the way you talk to your mommy. This is the way you go about things. It's because, you know, Danny has heard a lot of silly things in the past about Victor, which, you know, lies, you know.
Things like what?
Like, you know, he's a ladies' man and stuff like that. And that's the last thing Danny wanted me to get involved with somebody, you know.
Somebody that's a ladies' man.
Yeah, you know, which is, you know, but yeah.
But you don't see. Okay. So there's no, other than Danny saying, I don't want to ever see Danny and you and the daughter together. Other than that, there's nothing as far as Victor reprimanding your daughter or swatting her or anything.
Nothing
that you know of.
I mean, you know, I don't mind it. I mean, you know, if they think because they think Victor's done something to my daughter, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, you know, I don't have anything to hide, but there's not nothing to hide. If it gets out of hand, I wouldn't mind a psychologist speaking to my daughter. I mean, you know, just get things squared away, but without mentioning things about her dad. She doesn't know nothing about her dad right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Okay, has there ever been any allegation by Danny has inappropriately touched her? Nothing like that. But what would you think other than just the jealousy? I think that's the only reason he'd be saying, this is for my daughter, this is for my daughter.
Yeah, you know what I think it was? Because for the last, and Priscilla would like pull away from him. I had seen him, this happened on Wednesday, I had seen him on Friday, or Wednesday, I think it was Monday. I had stopped by to see if my mother-in-law was home. I didn't think Danny was going to be home, because I didn't see his car then. So I left her grandma very dearly. And,
that's Danny's mom?
I walked in the house and he answered the door. And Priscilla didn't want to get by Danny. See, that's what it is. Danny thinks that this is taking his place.
Why would she not want to be near Danny? Why wouldn't she want to be near her father?
I don't know. She just recently started pulling away from that. I'll tell you why. I think it's because she's heard Danny call me abusive names, like you bitch and all that. You know, Priscilla's grown up with me ever since she was a small girl, she's never departed from me.
Yeah.
And then to see her father treating her mom like that, you know, that's when she got a little, you know,
apprehensive.
Yeah, you know, towards him. And she would tell me, Mommy, I love my daddy. I really love my daddy a lot. But I don't like the way he talks to you, you know. I wish me and my daddy could be friends. I wish my daddy don't have to call you the name.
Yeah.
You know, but she does emphasize, I love my daddy a lot. But see, that, I think that's where it's at, where Danny thinks that Victor's taking his place.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what it is, you know.
Okay, well, you very well could be right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me. I appreciate it. Have you been up to see Danny?
I've been wanting and willing to go to see how things are intensive.
Right, I understand. Okay. Again, thank you very much for talking with me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.